Here's your midday brief for Thursday, October 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More good news on the jobs front. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims fell to 290,000 last week. That's the lowest level since the start of the pandemic in March of last year. The U.S. housing market also remains strong. A late summer drop in mortgage rates helped push existing home sales up 7% in September compared to August. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. But while that number indicates continued strong demand, overall sales are actually down about 2% compared to a year ago. Home buyers are still dealing with limited inventory. And the COVID-19 vaccine booster from Pfizer and BioNTech was found in a large study to be 95.6% effective in protecting against symptomatic cases of the virus. The data from the study, which was carried out while the highly contagious Delta variant was prevalent, could help the FDA determine whether to broaden Pfizer's booster use beyond seniors and high-risk people permitted under current authorization. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.